The 10 lepers, lifting up their voice, cried, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. My dear friends and faithful Catholics, dear sisters of the Congregation Mary Immaculate, we wanted to address some things about, of course, the subject matter given to us by the Church, Thanksgiving, especially Labor Day, as this is Labor Day weekend. And perennially, we talk about labor, about St. Joseph the Worker, and those types of things on the Sunday that is included in the Labor Day weekend here in America. It is a wonderful thing that we have this gospel. We have our Thanksgiving gospel given to us today on this 13th Sunday after Pentecost in order for us to know that God does expect our thanks. And God does expect our thanks. And if he's given our thanks, not only will we be helped materially, as the nine were, but even spiritually. For only the tenth one received faith. That faith has made thee whole. So thus, as we return thanks to Jesus, we can count on his blessings and graces, not only materially, but especially spiritually, because God loves a thankful receiver, as we do in our families, so also do we with Almighty God, as the family of Almighty God. Let's not forget these things. Of course, there's a Samaritan. This is the thankful Samaritan. Last week you read about the Good Samaritan. And previously, Jesus had met the several Samaritans and Jacob's well. Samaritans were the outcasts, but nonetheless, they were grateful to Almighty God, and therefore they received the blessings of Almighty God in a unique and special way. So also should we be thankful. I cannot help but think about the beginning of last Sunday's gospel. Blessed, Jesus says, blessed are they who have seen the things that you see and hear the things that you hear. Isn't that directed towards us? Blessed are we, who despite the apostasy and the sin and scandal all around us, despite political and material and economic turmoil, we see the things that we see at the altar of God, where every day a truly ordained priest offers sacrifice to him. Many don't see this. They see the physical, but many times their praise is not properly ordained. And thus, we are blessed, we are privileged, and we are no doubt grateful to Almighty God by coming to offer with the priest here at this Mass, this offering of praise and satisfaction and gratitude to Almighty God. Surely, according to our gratitude, we'll be filled with God's grace and gifts. We're grateful that we can see things as they are. In the world today, we have economic turmoil. We have individuals who don't want to go to work, or rather not go to work for various reasons. We have individuals in the school systems who are not taught how to work. Thus, on Labor Day, we'd like to invoke good St. Joseph the Worker. There he is. He's over there laying on his saw, listening to Jesus' words to Mary. St. Joseph is the patron of workers. We know May 1st, 1955, Pope Pius XII instituted a great festival day that is able to be renewed in America on Labor Day. Now, 80-some countries of the world celebrate their Labor Day, the days in which they honor the laborers of the countries on May 1st. But concern was in the 1800s. That we would associate ourselves with those anarchists and socialists of Europe and the other parts of the world. So our president, the only president who served two terms non-consecutively, he instituted this specific Labor Day in America for the first Monday of September, as we know, not May 1st, in order to divorce ourselves from the Hayward affair, which involved revolution and riot and assassination, not to associate ourselves with anarchists and the communists who celebrate their Labor Day on May 1st, as in the 1800s, so now. But no, we wanted to celebrate the first Monday of September in America as our Labor Day. It is more appropriate, so the President Cleveland thought at the time, it was more appropriate for us to conclude our our long summer days with a festival honoring the workers. And this is a necessary thing because in those days, the 1800s, you know, the Industrial Revolution had just been effected. Men, women, and children, little children, were obliged to work long hours for endless days in the various shops and mines and industrial buildings of our country. This was the day in which consideration was given to them. That yes, the government would hear their redress for limiting your hour not to 12 hours a day or 7 days a week, but to 5 days a week and 8 hours a day, as what was eventually put in law by someone somewhere. But the redress and the honor given to workers, the recognition of their labor, is what we observe on this American day called Labor Day. It is the only country in the world that observes Labor Day on the first Monday of September. And thus do we honor the laborer, the one who was given to us by Almighty God, St. Joseph, who labored for Jesus and Mary specifically and uniquely and all the time. And we are taught by him to also not count on our material advantage, but to count on our spiritual advantage as we labor in the classrooms, as we labor at the printing shop, as we labor at our jobs in our mechanic shop or in the various businesses of America, as we labor in various other ways in front of our computers or not, at our fields and our tractors. We honor St. Joseph, who did all these things for Jesus and Mary, so do we ask him to help us sanctify our labors by doing them for Jesus and Mary. Yes, to gain the necessary sustenance that we and our family need to get along through life, to pay our high bills, to pay our taxes, and to accommodate inflation, all these things. Yes, but do it more for Jesus and Mary because it's God's will for us that we support our family. But this should not be taught when one gets out of high school. The labor ethic should be taught even in the primary grades, as we do in the schools, right? The punctuality that we demand of our children is reflected eventually upon the punctuality at work, their professionalism, and their self-discipline that is enforced in the classrooms is reflected on how well they will get paid and how well they ascend to the ranks of the job market. Surely, when those individuals who are diligent, who are enthused about working, who are enthused about giving their talents and improving on their talents, are blessed by Almighty God and materially by those who see a diligent worker and appreciate him, especially nowadays. Stories are abound about individuals not being reliable. 20 people get hired for a job and one shows up for 2 hours the next day. It's not a reliable society. We have those stories that abound in society just as of the last couple of years. We want to avoid that. We want to make sure our children know the value of working, not only for pecuniary reasons, but also for other reasons. We want to make sure our children see the big picture and work for the big picture, the big goal, the long time goal, not to use our money immediately as it's earned, but to save it up. If you want to buy a motorbike, fine, buy a good motorbike so that when the resale value is requested, you can gain on that, or a car, or some other implement. Individuals should see the big picture, not the little picture of using money and their advantages as they work in the short term, but in the long term. Save up for a house, save up for a family, save up for God's vocation unto you. If nothing else, save up for the poor and for the indigent who are bound in society today. We, of course, know that these labor ethic, this labor ethic, is important for every class of individual. The professionalism, the punctuality, the self-discipline, the enthusiasm that should augment our work, our daily toils, our daily duty, should be ever evident so that God may be praised and we may receive the merit from that. The popes have written extensively on this, especially in the age when the workers were being punished for not working. because they were not getting paid, as at Ludlow 1914. The militias were being called out as the militia from Denver went and settled the dispute at the age of machine guns and fire, and the fire that engulfed the tent camp of the Irish and the Italians and German immigrants of Ludlow, Colorado, close to Trinidad. We know that is surely a symbol and an idea of what was going on as the big bosses who wanted to make money looked at men as machines and not as human beings. We want to make sure, my dear friends, that we put all things in perspective, that if we have employees, if we have students, and as we have students and employees, as we have children, we look upon them as individuals made to the image and likeness of God. They have rights as we have rights. They should be paid and honored and esteemed for what they do. Not in a proud way, but in a self-aggrandizing way to encourage them to do yet better. All these things, of course, are quite obvious and evident as we try to teach the work ethic to our students and to each other in order that we may earn a living and avoid the oppression that is upon us. Oppressed by taxes, oppressed by racial groups and organizations. We're oppressed by political organizations and groups, right? We're oppressed as Catholics, but we're happy to be able to work. We're happy to be able to earn a living. We're happy to glorify and magnify Almighty God to, because all things will be to our ultimate merit. The big picture is what we want, and the picture obviously is salvation. So we think about these things, we heed the voices of the popes who taught us charity and justice, and that those two social virtues should pervade every dealings, even the political realm, justice and charity. And we ask Almighty God's blessing upon our country, blessing upon ourselves, and especially blessing upon our parish, that we may all learn to imitate St. Joseph to work for Jesus and Mary, to imitate St. Joseph to work for God, to imitate St. Joseph in being diligent and doing his best at the craft that he was given and the talents that he was given by Almighty God in order to further God's kingdom on earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.